Mr. Ron McLean.
Yeah.
Ron.
Morning, Dean. Boom. Exciting morning, isn't it?
Yeah, really excited. You know, it's funny. I got up this morning. It was almost like Christmas morning if you were around in 92 and 93.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a feeling you haven't had for a while.
It reminds me of Dean. And just listening to Jerry, you know, that was fantastic to have Jerry Howarth join you on the show. In fact, I have to tell you, over the last couple of weeks, having Matt Stairs come on the morning show has been just a real, I'm sure you feel the same way, a highlight for me. Like, Matt, you know, proud hockey coach, proud Canadian New Brunswicker. I mean, he called the Keuchel performance in the wild card game when he came on your show a few days before that, and he was talking about how pitchers, especially in the bullpen, he said, are better off being a little tired. And it's funny, Don Cherry always said, hockey players play far better a little bit tired. And he said, but the guys who have junk or have some movement on their ball, if they're a little bit tired, they're bound to be better. And Dallas Keuchel came out on 3 days rest. And that's why when Jerry was saying, you know, it's a possibility that they might look at Price on 3 days rest, it was just, Stairs has been fantastic.
Yeah, he has great insight too. And you watch that with Jake Arrieta as well in the NLDS wild card. He spit that 4-0 win yesterday, and the Pirates are out, Cubs are in. So, you know, there's some great opportunity and great possibilities. Could you imagine, Ron, if it was the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago Cubs in the World Series?
Right. That's a well, the one thing, like everybody, the sort of recurring theme is what it was like 22 years ago. And the thing that I sort of analogize is the Toronto Maple Leafs then had brought in Pat Burns, and now they've brought in Mike Babcock. And Burns came in from Montreal, and Babcock, of course, from the Detroit organization. And in those moments, I remember being in the two times they won. 92, we were in Philadelphia doing Hockey Night in Canada. It was strange that we'd be there, but we did the Montreal Canadiens playing at Philadelphia, and we watched it all together, the comebacker to Timlin, in a bar with a bunch of Habs fans. So Montreal comes into town last night. And then the next year, we were in Tampa, and Joe Carter, we actually listened to Vin Scully. You know, that's one of Tom Cheek's legendary, of course, calls. But we were forced to listen on radio in a parking lot. We were gathered around a car on a warm night in Tampa, Florida, listening to Joe Carter's home run. So, I mean, those are just fantastic memories. And when I watch the current team, you know, obviously they had a stunning team in 93, the Jays, because they'd kind of loaded up a little more than the 92 team had sort of built through the years to that moment. And then they sort of added through spending money, really. And this time around, I just look at that acquisition of Russell Martin for sure, because I love the catchers, love listening to Greg Zahn and Stairs talk baseball. But that Josh Donaldson, back in the early part of September there when they were playing Cleveland, and he had a sharp shot to left, and Michael Bradley was kind of lazy throwing it back in, and he took second base.
Yeah.
Just every little thing that Donaldson has done reminds me of what the Leafs are trying to do. You know, they bring in Babcock. You know, Sidney Crosby always said a winning atmosphere is a frame of mind, and it starts with everybody. The trainers having a clean room, all the equipment ready, and it starts with the head office, and everybody in the organization has got to care about every little detail, that pride in your performance. And when you bring in, whether they can play or not, when you bring in Lamoriello and Lemaire and Babcock and DJ Smith and Mark Hunter, you know, that is such a contagious thing that Donaldson has, you know, he was the guy that really, I think, in every little play he's made this year, whether it was, you know, when he tagged out the guy at third base on that great grounder in the Tampa series. I know he hit the walk-off home run, but the athletic play he made where the guy was caught just a little too far off third base, and he made that dive to tag him out.
Yeah.
Even on the on-deck circle, if you watch Donaldson, you know, it's worth the price of admission. So that winning atmosphere started there.
Ron McLean, of course, of Coach's Corner in Rogers Hometown Hockey, joining us here. Ron, have you ever had an instance in your time of covering the NHL where the Maple Leafs are kind of flying under the radar, which seems unthinkable in this market?
Yeah, it's hard to say they're flying under the radar, though, with what they did in the front office, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
We're all kind of looking. The camera was getting a little bit ridiculous. The camera was on Babcock in the preseason, you know, to the point of irritation. He is coaching, and he's lost his voice. And, you know, I'm not paying to see a guy manage or to coach, but I am fascinated by what he's trying to do. And I found myself last night, you know, obviously there was the coach's challenge, which was a success and historic and couldn't have been better for Mike. And I give, you know, Terry just called the timeout because of an icing, but his work too, because Montreal was as flat as a pancake, and Toronto had that game in the, you know, early part of the third period. It was going to be the Leafs to win, except for Carey Price, I suppose. But he did some things last night. There was a moment in the second period, Babcock, when there was another icing. Montreal, I didn't think they were sharp at all, but the Canadians had iced the puck, and right away you saw Babcock pull Comer off the ice and put on Sean Matthias, who I thought was excellent. A lot of those guys for Toronto, the veteran Leaf guys, but he pulled Comer off and threw Matthias onto a line because they were going to get a face-off in the offensive zone. And that shift reminded me of the Los Angeles Kings in 2012 in the playoffs against St. Louis, where they owned the puck for about 2 minutes, and it was all because big bodies, experienced bodies, were doing the right thing, and Matthias was part of that, Winnick was part of it. It was a tremendous shift that all started by Babcock recognizing, this is the guy I need to put into this line, into this situation.
Ron McLean, our guest, Coach's Corner, Rogers Hometown Hockey. Again, Ron, not just the Leaf game, but kind of, you know, an overview of what to expect from this team this year. And, you know, I think I said it earlier this morning, I don't know if this is maybe a good assumption overall for the remainder of the season, but I think what you got last night is, by and large, what you're probably going to get for the majority of the season is a team of guys that are trying hard, a team of guys that not a lot of big names on it, a team of guys that are playing for maybe some contracts next year. But at least competitive hockey and a team that cares. Would you not say that might be kind of the order of the day when it comes to the Toronto Maple Leafs from 2015-2016?
Well, it's hard to... I think the one thing that everybody was frustrated with was the apparent shutdown last year. So you've touched already on the show today about Nazem Kadri giving an elevated role. He played at the number one center position, a Mark Hunter guy. Certainly the whole Ontario vibe seemed apparent to me. I was when we shot the Rogers Hometown Hockey commercial, or promotion or whatever it is, we did it at Streetsville Arena, the Vic Johnson Community Center in Streetsville, which is just Mississauga, Ontario, outside the city. And we were on the ice from 8 to 9:30 shooting, and then we had to get off for about an hour and a half because an NHL guy was trying to earn a job in the NHL that year, and that's Brad Boyce. He had the ice booked for 90 minutes, and he went out and skated, and he had parachutes and shooting pucks. And anyway, it was so cool that he ended up making the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's there. That pride in performance was really apparent in the first performance last night. And the other things I saw Babcock doing, there was a Peter Hall. He loves Holland, I can tell. He blocked a shot in the first period, and he pats a lot of guys, and he's full on. Every shift, there's a bit of interaction there of, motivation. But he's also trying to get that defense, and you've heard it a lot, to be quicker in how they play the puck. And he had, when he was at the height there with the 0-2 champion, 0-8 champion, he had Rafalski and Lidstrom and Stewart and Cronwall, and he's trying to get Gardner and Morgan Riley to be those guys, and that's also kind of cool to watch.
Ron, the Connor McDavid era begins tonight in St. Louis for the Oilers. What are your expectations of Connor McDavid this season?
Well, they're a little bit off the charts, which is, I know, unfair, but I just... everything I've seen in the preseason shows me that the pace he's very comfortable with, Matt Stairs was saying about the difference between getting into a game and the simulated games. McDavid showed in preseason just this warp speed that he processes everything at, and we all know about his skating. So I think he's going to be sensational, and I think the other beneficiary is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. I thought he looked great in the preseason. So they still have to, kind of sort out their game. There's no doubt that there are holes defensively, but I just think he's going to take them, as I've been sort of on record as saying, within 2 to 4 years to challenging for the Stanley Cup, and in 4, I expect them to win it.
And other than getting ready to watch the Toronto Maple Leafs play this year and being a Leaf fan, in my heart being a Western Canada kid as I grew up in St. Paul, just outside of Edmonton. It's interesting. I haven't been this excited to find out the score of an Oilers game in a long time. It was almost depressing. You'd look at the box scores and you go, okay, well, how bad was it last night? Or how close was it last night? And how far away is this team from being any good? But I am very excited to see, the genesis of not just the Oilers, but to really see how special Connor McDavid can be and probably will be.
No question. First thing I did, Dean, and by the way, Stanley Smeal is probably the most famous, right?
His family owns Smeal Motors, yes, sir.
Yeah. So, and Brent Myers was up to Cold Lake and in that area. He's in the new book that I'm bringing out, Hockey Towns, which is kind of a companion book to our hometown hockey series, and now the lifestyle coach for the Los Angeles Kings, and it's an incredible story. But that's kind of the first thing I looked at when we released our hometown hockey schedule. Last year, we only had Edmonton once in 25 Sunday nights, and that was a game January the 11th in Moncton, which is a really great show for us. But there are 4 times on the show, and I knew right away that that is the cachet, right? Everybody's kind of curious to watch Edmonton. They're exciting, and firmly, that's going to be a big challenge for Todd McLellan, the coach coming in. watching Joe Thornton last night, you know, obviously that's a load off his shoulders. Now Todd's got, you know, a lot on his plate, and him and Peter Chiarelli, that'll be for them a very challenging, I'm sure, first season, because they've got, you know, Glenn Sather did it. He knew how to manage. He made a big decision back in 84 to move Mark Messier from left wing to second center, and that's what I think really sent the Oilers on their way. And those are the kinds of things you'll be fun to watch in Edmonton.
Ron, as always, really appreciate you doing this. Best of luck. Look forward to watching you on Rogers Hometown Hockey. Begins Sunday in Kitchener, Ottawa, Montreal on Sportsnet 1. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk to you soon.